Okay, once again, good morning, everyone. We continue our study of Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, whose inspiration is timeless and has messages for our time as much as any other. I want to thank Elliot Olswang, who sponsored our Cup of Joe series for the year in memory of his beloved mother, Marilyn Olswang Eisenberg, whose neshama should have an aliyah. Last week, we're still on the opening parak, the introduction, trying to define a person's duty in his world. Machov asa adam ba'olamo. And the Ramchal last week reminded us that the greatest satisfaction, the greatest pleasure, the greatest happiness is not when we indulge and dive right into the physical world, but when we can express some discipline, some dignity, we can transcend, when we can control our urges and temptations, when we express our godliness rather than our animal impulse. Not only have we achieved a sacred life, but we actually derive the greatest pleasure. It's more pleasurable than whatever we gave up in that process. And that God therefore designed a world filled with temptation, filled with opportunity, because the stumbling blocks are not there to catch us, to cause us to fall, but when we climb on top of them, we rise even higher. So on the paragraph, V'imiyeh leben chayel, v'inatzach ha-melcha mekol ha-tzadim. And if a person is a ben chayel, if you're a gibor, ezu gibor ha-kovish es-yitzro, your strength is not defined by the size of your muscles or how rough fast you run a half marathon. Rather, your strength is defined by the ability to stare temptation in the eye. Something pops up on the internet, you're tempted to follow it. You have the juiciest gossip, you want to share it. You have an opportunity to declare something a business expense when it wasn't, and you choose not to. Whatever the temptation we face, that is the ultimate expression of strength. That's what it means to be a warrior. Hu yeh ha'adam ha'shalom asher yizkeh lidavik bibor'o. Being whole, being complete, is not about being big. It's about being whole. Balei Musar say that if you have a choice on Shabbos, the mitzvah of lecha mishnah, the obligation corresponding with the man to take two loaves, if you have the choice between taking an enormous challah, you know, one of those sheva brachas challahs, but somebody nibbled on the end or a piece fell off, if someone cut off the end, or you have a tiny little challah roll, but it's whole, it's complete. The halacha is you take the tiny challah roll and not the enormous challah. Because a shalem, something which is whole, is much greater than something which is large. And the degree to which we can confront, or so to say, demons, when we see that which our Achilles heel, our kryptonite, what we keep falling prey to, and we stare it in the eye, and we devise a strategy how not to fall to it, how to overcome it, then again, not only do we fulfill our purpose in creation, but we derive the greatest pleasure. And we merit lidavik bibaro. That's how you cling to God. Because imitation is the greatest form of flattery. If you want to connect with someone, then be like someone. When we imitate someone, that's how we connect with them. If we all want to connect with the Almighty, with the Omnipotent, with the Creator, then we imitate Him by exerting self-control and discipline. And the choices we make in this world determines our station in the world to come. There, in a world of clarity, a world that lacks doubt or uncertainty, a world in which all acknowledge and concede that the greatest pleasure is reconnecting with our source, with Hashem, how close we are to Him. You have a front row seat, you in the nosebleeds, are you outside, are you across the street? Is determined by the choices we make in this world. We are a soul and we have a body. We often confuse and think we are a body and we have a soul. The body is the vehicle to make choices to express our free will in this world. So when we recognize that we are a soul and have a body, and we use that instrument of the body to make the right choices, the body can enjoy good food, delicacies, have some coffee, not too many donuts, enjoy the pleasures of the body, but only because that is what nourishes the soul. But if you realize you are a body and have a soul, and the body becomes the instrument of the right choices for the soul, when the soul is extracted from the body and returns to its source, the soul is able to cling. The soul has the best seat possible. And the degree to which we have triumphed, the degree to which we have faced our own demons, our temptations, we've conquered our appetite, Kenya Sigeo Viyismach Bo. That is the extent to which we will find joy. Lefum tzara agra, according to the effort is the reward. No pain, no gain. We know that in other arenas of our life. You can't go to the gym and sit on the side eating donuts and sipping coffee and applauding everyone else working out and think that simply by osmosis you are in the same room, your muscles will grow. The degree to which you challenge yourself on the machines, in the class, it's true in work. The harder we work, the greater the reward. It's true in our relationships. The more we invest, the greater the return. It's true in our learning. The more time we set aside, the greater our discipline to review. It's true in every arena of life. And it's true in life itself. Even if it's difficult, the harder we work to overcome those obstacles that we face. The fact that you came to shul this morning, you could have stayed in bed an extra couple minutes. If you were tempted to snooze and come a few minutes late, but you came on time or you came early. You were tempted to talk, but you decided to wait till after davening. You were tempted to look at your phone, and you decided you didn't need to lock it in a cubby. You could lock it in your pocket. You weren't going to look at it because you're able to exert that discipline and self-control. The degree to which we can exert that self-control, the payback, the return, the pleasure, both in this world and the next, are enormous. And I think the Ramchal here is really describing the very words that he opened with, that our mission in life is not to determine what we can take out of life. It's not what are our rights and entitlements, but ma chovasa adam ba'olamo. What's our duty and obligation? What's our responsibility? What can we do? And I told you when we began that the Ramchal intentionally uses the word olamo. He doesn't say ba'olam, what's man's duty in the world. He says ba'olamo, in his world. Because it's so critically important to remember we are each our own world. We're each a world unto ourselves. We have different backgrounds. We have different talents and skills and different liabilities and shortcomings. We have different opportunities and we have different challenges. We each live within our own world. And we can't judge our world relative to another. We can't set expectations for our world relative to another. Our unique mission is to, in our world, be the best we can, to confront our own Achilles heel, to confront our own shortcomings within our world. The mission of us tells us that there are three things that remove a person from the world. Shlosh advarim, there are three things that take you. Me'a olam. Kina taiva v'kavod, it's the envy. If you're jealous of someone else, you define your happiness not by what you have, but what you don't have that someone else does. Kina taiva, temptation, the appetite we're talking about. And kavod, the pursuit of honor. If those things define your life and your lifestyle, it's motzina sa'adam in ha'olam. It takes you out of your world. You're now living in someone else's world. You're envious of what they have. You have the taiva, the desire for what something else provides, and the honor that you think you deserve that someone else has. You forfeited your own world. You could have had equilibrium, pleasure, happiness in your world, but you gave it up. You gave it up. What does every one of our worlds rest on? The entire world rests on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Instead of envy, instead of an appetite, temptation, and instead of lust, and instead of honor, you fill it with Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, the world is whole. It's a shalem. It doesn't matter how big or small. What matters is it's shalem, and the more we confront our individual and personal temptations and conquer them, the more we become a gibor, the greatest pleasure we have, the more shalem we are. Have a fantastic week.